Welcome, water signs, to this edition of Real Talk Tarot with April. Today, we're going to do a little elemental read here regarding just a general overall for the collective. I'll start with that for Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. And then I will get into your individual signs for a little more information. So keep in mind these are general overall energy. It may or may not apply. Take it as a go. And here we go. All right. So overall, Spirit, what is the collective energy for the water signs? We have the Eight of Cups. Water signs, are you walking away from something? Moving to higher ground. Ten of Cups. Okay, just on the other side of this mess is the Ten of Cups. What else, please, for the water signs? King of Swords. Okay. You have a no-nonsense approach to things now. You are cutting things out that no longer work for this Ten of Cups. All right. And one more, please, for the water signs. One more for water. Ace of Wands, a new opportunity, okay? Someone with a magic stick? I don't know. Let's clarify. We're going to get into the, that was the Rider-Waite. And now I'm going to clarify that with the Modern Witch deck. And we're going to see if we can get some additional messages for the water sign, Spirit. Can you clarify, please, Spirit? This Eight of Cups. What are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces walking the hell away from? What are they leaving behind? And clarify this Eight of Cups, please. For the water signs. Well, thank you, Spirit. Five of Cups. You're walking away from feeling bad, okay? You're walking away from sadness. That's good. Clarify this Ten of Cups, please. Clarify the Ten of Cups coming in for the water signs. Thank you, Spirit. Nine of Cups. Okay, more cups. Cups, cups. It's raining. It's raining love. It's raining men. It's raining women, whatever. All right, that looks pretty good. What are the water signs cutting out? King of Swords energy here. Oh, they're cutting out. Three of Wands reversed. Okay, they're cutting out waiting. They're no longer waiting on ships coming in from a certain situation or relationship. Alright, and clarify what's coming in. How about this magic stick here? Clarify the Ace of Wands, please, for the water signs. Clarify the Ace of Wands, please. Clarify the Ace of Wands, please. What can you tell the water signs? Wow. Okay, you got three and they all look good. You've got an Emperor coming in here, offering you the Nine of Pentacles, and that's going to take you right out of this sadness. So as soon as you walk away from one bullshit situation, you're going to find yourself in a really good place with something new and better coming in. All right, I like it. Okay, water signs, let's do a general overall energetic. What energies are leaving the water signs, please, currently, Spirit? What energy is leaving the star seeds? Water. Balance reversed and love. Okay, so you are having to let go of the love and to regain your balance, okay? Or you have had to do that in the past. That's the past. So let's go to current. What are the current energies for the water signs. Thank you. Strength. Yep. You're being strong as a motherfucker, and that's what it takes to lead this situation here. To have hope and faith in something new, the future. All right. And finally, what's coming toward the water signs in the near future, please? Caution reversed and consciousness. Okay, so you're going to become very aware of the new thing coming in being better than what you've left behind. And it's okay to throw caution to the wind. You can take a chance on this. I feel like the spirit is saying that it's okay to take a chance on this. So, now let's get into the individual signs. We'll get a little nosier and a little deeper and see what this means for your particular sign. Again, I'll be using the same deck here. So, let's start with Cancer. Hey, the star seed of Cancer, spirit. What energies are coming in for Cancer, please? What energies are coming in for the star seed of Cancer? So general overall, what energies surround the Krabbies? Okay, thank you, spirit. Magician reversed. Emperor. Seven of Cups. And Death. Okay, reversed. All right, so Cancer. You or someone else is trying to manipulate the situation here. Could be this Emperor. We're using some magic here in an unhealthy way, all right? Maybe to create this illusion, Seven of Cups. Maybe to divert the Emperor from the illusion, okay? But something's being done here to prevent a transformation that's supposed to be taking place right now. Maybe someone doesn't want you to grow up and grow out of them. You know, they're trying to hold on. They need to keep you around for their bidding. But this Emperor has options. But what are those options? Are they created by this Magician reversed? There's a serious need for this situation to transform into something healthier. So let's get a little deeper here. So spirit, we're going to go into the magical, the modern witch here. Why is this magician reversed, please, spirit? The world. That song, Everybody Wants to Rule the World, just came to my mind because... And we have this Emperor right here. Okay. There's some type of manipulation being used to obtain this world. Tell me more about this Emperor. What's going on with this guy? Who's this Emperor? What's happening with the Emperor in regards to Cancer, please, spirit? Defensive. Holding his position. His eyes are averted. He's looking at that magician reverse too. I think he knows what's up. His defensive position is also looking in the same direction. So I don't know, Cancer. Maybe you're seeing something as being, is this for real? Is this too good to be true? Let's find out here about these Seven of Cups. Why is the Seven of Cups here for Cancer? You have the Queen of Cups reversed, so you have emotional imbalance or, you know, just one crazy bitch that It's just kind of inconsistent all over the place. Maybe these are your feelings toward all these options. There's just too many choices. Maybe you're considering your options. Maybe you're considering the Emperor's options, even. I'm not quite sure. What about this death reverse? Why is this transformation not taking place? Ace of Wands and the King of Wands. Okay, because you know better. You know better. This Ace of Wands is coming in here with some... maybe that's all they want to offer you is their wand. But the King of Wands is looking at it all like, nope. We're not doing any of that. Okay? That's what it looks like to me. So this could be you. You have some major arcanas on here. So this Emperor is holding the world. And he's looking at that magician over there like, hey, what are you doing over there? What are you doing over there? Huh. Because it's causing all this emotional confusion. It's keeping this transformation, this new opportunity. Someone might be keeping an opportunity from you. Okay. Again, as a manipulation in order to keep you stuck or where you are. Weird energy going on here, Cancer. Okay, so let's look into the energy flow oracle here. What energies are leaving the starseed of Cancer, please? Leaving the starseed of Cancer. Determination reversed. So it looks like someone's trying to make a comeback. They had given up, but maybe they are rethinking, coming back for a different option. Maybe they've regrouped. They're trying to come back with something, because whatever bullshit they were trying to do didn't work, I guess. I don't know. What energy is currently with the starseed of Cancer, please? Hunger reversed. You're not hungry for a damn thing. You're like, I got it all. I don't need your shit. Nope. No thanks. And finally, the energy coming toward Cancer. The energy coming toward Cancer. Thank you, Spirit. Happiness reversed. Okay, so maybe the decision you have to make is going to make you a little sad. But, you know how it is. Doing the right thing usually, I swear almost always, isn't the easiest thing. Okay? So, in your heart of hearts, you know. You know what has to be done. You know what's up. You know what you know, Cancer. Okay, I'm going to leave it there. And we are going to move on to Scorpio. Now, Scorpio, let's find out what's going on in your world currently. I'm going to start with the Rider-Waite. And let's see what's cooking for Scorpio. Okay, let's give it a good shuffle here. Maybe a couple shuffles. Been at this for a minute here. Big fat minute. These cards are getting tired, and so am I. So let's get into it. Scorpio. Alright, Spirit, what are the messages incoming for the starseed of Scorpio? What are the current energies for the star sign of Scorpio, please? Current energies for Scorpio. Okay, you have the Two of Wands reversed. No longer looking for ships. King of Cups reversed. All right, you are spilling out your cups. You are no longer giving love to a situation. And let's see, what else for Scorpio Spirit? Thank you. So you have, let's see, for the Starseed of Scorpio Spirit, what do you have for the general collective of Scorpio? What is in their energy space? What is in the energies for the Starseed of Scorpio? You're coming out of self-imprisonment. We have an Eight of Swords reversed. All right. You seemed bound to that situation. Very heavy emotional attachment. But it looks like you're coming out of that now. So let's one more. Yes. You're trying to regain your stability here with the Four of Pentacles. So you might be a little more invested in making money than making love right now, Scorpio. All right. Something just did not pan out. Something that was of an emotional nature, or something you were passionate about or really cared about, really wanted to work out, just didn't. And you were bound to it for quite a while there. And now I think you're coming out of that. You're seeing that maybe, you know, there's more to life than just that. And it's time to start building your future. A new future. So let's go to the Modern Witch and clarify. What's going on with this Two of Wands reversed? Why is the Two of Wands reversed? Six of Pentacles reversed. Okay, that's an end to... Yeah, you're tired of being breadcrumbed and bullshitted around. Yep, Two of Pentacles. You were juggling, okay? You were really juggling your feelings. And someone was just playing with them, too. And even though they might not have meant to, that's how it felt to you, all right? Why is this King of Cups reversed, please, Spirit? Why is the king is sad, Page of Wands reversed? All his offers were not accepted. They just weren't received. All right. And tell me about this coming out of feeling bound, please. Tell me about coming out of feeling bound, please, for the Starseed of Scorpio. Thank you, Spirit. Knight of Wands. It looks like you want to charge right out of there. Maybe you'll say something that ends it all. Knight of Wands is coming in. He's coming in fast. Is that the rescuer? Did someone come in and rescue you? I doubt it. Okay. I think you're going to rescue your own damn self. And that's your intuition coming in to bop you over the head with the wand. Yeah. The Four of Pentacles is... clarified by the Four of Cups. So, yep. I think you're refusing any love offers. You might be a little bit more about the bag right now. That's something maybe you have a little more control over. Maybe not, but definitely, I don't know. You really have to get control over yourself, all right? And that's what it looks like you're doing. You're no longer bound to this, to staying stuck and not going anywhere. And someone jerking your chain right here. All right, so let's get some energy oracles on this. What is the energy leaving the Starseed of Scorpio, please? What energy is leaving the Starseed of Scorpio? Anxiety. Yep. Once your head gets clear and you don't feel so bound up by it all and you start focusing on money, your anxiety will definitely decrease. All right, good. That's going away. And currently you have trust issues, but you're trusting in yourself right now, Scorpio. You've learned a very important lesson that at the end of the day, you really cannot depend on anybody but yourself. All right. Always been that way, but you might have leaned on others, but it really took a toll on your heart to have to do that. And what's coming in the future is flow in reverse. So flow in reverse. Well, you've had to turn around and backtrack, okay? That's what'll be coming in. Maybe this Knight of Wands is you rushing back to the situation to try to fix things. But after all this disappointment I see here, I really feel like it's probably time to move on. It's just time to move on. And that's what I have for you, Scorpio. Okay, so next I have, last but not least, Pisces. So what's going on in the world of Pisces? All right, Spirit. What do you have for the overall general messages for the starseed of Pisces, please, at this current time of this reading? What are the energies for the starseed of Pisces, please, for this current energy? The sun. What else, Spirit? What else have you got for Pisces? What else do you have for Pisces, please, Spirit? What can you tell the starseed of Pisces? Two of Cups. Oh, we have the sun shining on some lovers here. We have a union or a reunion. And, oh, the end of breadcrumbing. Okay. Someone's going to make a full commitment to giving equally in this situation. That looks good. And one more, please. For the starseed of Pisces. One more place for the starseed of Pisces. One more, Spirit, for the starseed of Pisces. Ten of Pentacles. And the Wheel of Fortune reversed. So that tells me that if you've been down on the wheel and a little bit feeling impoverished, that's going to turn for the better. So we have 10 pentacles coming in of abundance. Okay, so I got to get this reading done because I have something to take care of here. All right, Spirit. Let's get some clarifiers with the Modern Witch deck. Let's get some clarifiers, please. Five of Cups reversed. Yes. You are going to turn around and look at those two cups that are still there and discover that they are just as abundant and just as worthy as the three that have spilled. So you have the Lover's card here. So what is the Lover's card here for, please, for Pisces? Spirit, what is the Lover's card for Pisces? You have the Eight of Cups reversed. Okay, so something that you may have turned your back on is coming back around. And maybe that's the idea of love or a new love. All right, let's see. Why is this Six of Pentacles reversed? You have the Ten of Swords. So, after a betrayal, okay, you're going to find things balancing out, and they're maybe, I don't know, I don't see a tower here, but something happened to cause a complete change in your situation. All right, so, yeah, you have a double wheel here. The Wheel of Fortune is clarifying this Ten of Pentacles here. So you've lost money on this situation as well. All right. So there's been a loss of love, trust, and money here. Okay. But I'm feeling like it's a karmic thing. Like it all happened for some reason. There's a bigger lesson to learn here. Maybe of forgiveness. Maybe of how to move on. Maybe of how you view love. Now let's get some energy oracles on this. And what energy spirit are leaving Pisces currently? Disruption. Yes. Disruption in your peace, in your life, in your love. That is what's leaving. That's good. Goodbye. All right. And what's coming in? Or, I'm sorry, what is currently in your energy? Currently in the energy of Pisces. Currently in the energy of Pisces, please, Spirit. Rejection reversed. Okay, so you are no longer rejecting love. It's no longer rejecting you. You are open to it at this time. All right? That's that little ray of sunshine coming in. And finally, what's coming to you in the near future? What's coming to you in the near future, Spirit? Caution. All right. So even though you have an open heart and you are open-hearted and forgiving, yeah, I think you're still going to need to remain cautious. Okay. Not guarded to the point where you're unavailable or not open to it, but aware enough that you can avoid any kind of more disruption, okay? The idea here for you is peace, peace of mind, peace and quiet. All right, so that's what I have for you, Pisces. I hope you enjoyed your reading. I welcome you back again, and as always, stay blessed, stay blessed, and stay tuned.